Good evening. I love every chance I get to be in the auditorium on Sunday nights because I'm often tucked away, as I've said before, with Adventure Club. And it was really enjoyable to hear all of you sing the songs we sing in Adventure Club. And even though sometimes we call them kids' songs, they're still just as powerful as any other hymn or anything like that. And you can't help but say, I have the joy, 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 or for me anyways, I can't help but say it without smiling. I hope you feel the same way. VBS here at River Chase is a very special time. And for the last, well, I would say, and you could have your own opinion, but for me, there's nothing quite as exciting of an event at River Chase as VBS. There's just something very special about Vacation Bible School. And for the last 2 years, we have just not gotten to do it the way we like to do it, right? COVID came in, and so in 2020, we just didn't have time to put anything together because we couldn't meet here in the building. 2021, COVID reared its head up again, and we did our best at an online VBS with the red bags and me trying to sing the Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood song by Mr. Rogers. But we are finally back to getting to do VBS here in person in the building. And there's several of you here. We have some newer families who have never done a River Chase VBS. And so what I want to do tonight is, one, to explain what goes on behind the scenes to make this happen and to get you excited enough that you are wanting to help us do this as well. We have wanted to do Scooby-Doo now for, this is the third year we've been saying we're going to do it. And if you've walked down towards the Family Life Center, you've seen that Scooby-Doo VW bus hanging on the wall. And it's been hanging there, still looking just as beautiful as it did in 2020. And it's finally getting to happen. And when I was talking to some of our kids in the children's ministry, asking them, like, what are some of your favorite things about VBS? Some of them had that deer in the headlights look of, what is Vacation Bible School? Which to me said, this is all the more reason that we've got to get back to doing it. And one thing you may not know is that our VBS coordinators, Miss Gina O'Claire and Miss Karen Smith, they, with a little bit of help from me, begin working on this in the winter. They start meeting up here in January or February, getting things going. And I can guarantee you, as the days get closer to VBS, you will see their cars up here throughout the week until close to 9:30, if not later. Because we, in a way, pride ourselves in that we do our own theme here. We don't buy a box set. We create this from scratch, and it's pretty special. It's pretty exciting. And if you ask some of the kids, like, do you remember Toy Story VBS? They can tell you what was going on then. Some of them can tell me about the fruits of the Spirit at the carnival, which I was not even here for, but they remember it really, really well. And you can ask kids, like, what's your favorite thing? Is it the characters in the auditorium? Is it the Bible stories? Is it, 9 times out of 10, the kids say it's the snacks, but that's to be expected. But some of them are good, and they're like, it's the Bible story, which makes you feel a little good. So before we get into some of the nitty-gritty, I have just a lot of information about actual VBS and what it takes. But before we get into that, what I want you to think about right now is, are you a consumer or are you a server? I'm part of several children's ministry groups through, like, Facebook or different social media platforms where across Christianity in the broad sense, not just churches of Christ, ministers from various churches will get on every now and then and post things or share things that they're doing. And what you see a lot recently is, how do you get your volunteers? I can't get anyone to volunteer. And pre-COVID, there's, you know, some justifiable reasons of fear of sickness or whatever, but our nation is continually growing into this, I just want to be a consumer. And when I say consumer, that's just becoming more and more of a cultural thing, and that I can get what I want when I want it. And if I don't like that restaurant, I'll go down the street and order from that restaurant. And in fact, I don't even have to leave my house because I can just have it DoorDashed and brought to me. And if I don't like that, then I'll just get on social media and I'll blast those people for not doing my order right. Same thing can be said with church. If I don't like what so-and-so's doing, I'll just get up and go see what so-and-so's doing. And you know what? Now, I don't even have to get off my couch. I can just tune in to whoever I want to tune into. Consumerism is lazy. And consumerism is that person who, sure, they may come in and sit on a pew, then they're going to be the one to tell you, I didn't really like the sermon tonight. Or, man, those songs, they just, ugh. They'd only sing what I want to sing. But they're not going to give you any feedback of how things could be corrected. They're just going to nag, tell you what's wrong, but they're not going to step up to help. And then there's the server, who is the person who is willing to jump in and say, hey, I'm capable of doing this. What can I do to help you? So are you a consumer or a server? Because the consumer's attitude or their desire for comfort only is not what a Christian is called to be. A consumer wants comfort instead of a challenge, whereas a server is looking for what are the challenges and how can I step up to meet them. Now, River Chase, I would say, has plenty of servers here. We are people who do like to see a task happen to fruition. Just watching this congregation pack the Ukraine buckets was incredible. We are a group of people, I would say, who love to tackle something together and make it happen. And so what I want to see is that energy that was in the Family Life Center with Ukraine buckets poured into Vacation Bible School. That's what I would love to see. In fact, there's nothing scriptural about being a consumer person, but there's plenty that says things about being a server. Servanthood is active where consumerism is passive. And we get that straight from reading Mark 16, Matthew 28, with the Great Commission being sent. You know this. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, Jesus says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So if we want to move our attitude from consumerism to servanthood, I think one of the best places to start is to look at what Paul said in Philippians chapter 2 at the very beginning. And I'm going to read 11 verses to you real quick. Here's what Paul says. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the God, the Father. There it is, the picture-perfect example of servanthood, right? In that he humbled himself to the point of being on the cross. And when I say we need to serve because Jesus is our example of that perfect servant, that means different things. It doesn't mean I think every man should be capable of preaching or every man should be capable of leading a song. You can look at Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 where they talk about we all have our gifts or our talents that we can use for the glory of the Lord and to build up his church. And VBS is a time where a lot of those random gifts, and sure it doesn't say cutting out bulletin board paper in Romans or taping up paper on the walls or taking out the trash after the kids make a mess in the craft room. But those are all things that are gonna happen and someone has to do it, right? So with that humility of thinking of others better than myself, being willing to step down to be around a bunch of children is true servanthood. So I'm gonna step off of my soapbox of being a servant for us to talk about, first of all, what are some reasons that serving is beneficial for yourself, actually. And then we're going to look at what's going to actually happen this year at VBS. So the importance of serving. I came up with six things that I think are powerful and important when it comes to serving in the church. This is true for helping with VBS. This is true for being on a missions committee, for teaching a children's class, youth group, whatever. There are so many ways to get plugged in here. And if you're wanting to, come find people who will help you do that, because we always are needing people. But first of all, it's going to help strengthen your personal gifts and your talents. The first time I taught a second grade Bible class, I was 16 years old, and those kids walked all over me. But now, I love going into the second grade class. A real quick summary, we do Carter Vincent spoils the story at the beginning of class, and all the kids chant, spoil it, spoil it, spoil it, to see if Carter can actually spoil the story to see what he knows. We do different things to keep them engaged. They learn the Bible story. They sing the books of the Bible. They color a page if I'm just tired of them. And then we, and then it's time to go. And it's fantastic. I love it. My ability to teach at 16 to my ability to teach at 34 is completely different. Because I said, yes, I want to do that. I want to see if I'm good at it. And sometimes just stepping out to see if you're good at it will let you know, that's not what I want to do. And that's okay too. But if you're just sitting back thinking, someone else has got that, then the church will not succeed. If everyone is saying someone else has got it, the church will not keep going. When you choose to be a servant, you're going to deepen your relationship with God first, I guarantee you, and then you're going to deepen your relationship with others. Back at Toy Story VBS 3 or 4 years ago, I would not have known who Carol Whitaker was, but she was up here during many days cutting out all these little pieces to make Mickey ears of Buzz Lightyear and Woody. And Carol Whitaker is one of the funniest people I've ever met, and I miss her dearly. I got to sit at that table and just hear her banter on and on about who knows what, and it was fantastic. And then there's times when everyone's up here the week before, and they're taping up stuff so the kids are excited to see decorations, and you're just eating pizza or whatever you're doing, and it's truly a great time. Because when I'm around people with this like-minded faith, there's nothing bad happening. We're just all building each other up. We're laughing. We're having a good time. Spoiler, Christians can have fun. And it's just really, really nice. Number three, it makes for a joyful attitude. When I stop thinking about what I need and woe is me and Eric needs this, this, and this, and I start looking out to what other people need, my life is instantly filled with more joy. Number four, it follows Jesus' example. One of the stories, that's like a go-to when you talk about Jesus being a servant, is him washing his disciples' feet, right? Knowing he's washing Judas's feet, who's going to betray him, and Peter's feet, who's going to deny him, and all the apostles. And that's a story that we're going to focus on, actually, in VBS 2, and the way he was an example of that. Also, when the small moments come together, something big happens. You may think, well, I'm just cutting out a few little flowers to tape on the wall. Well, that's knowing that decorating is getting done, so Miss Jean and Miss Karen aren't worried about that. Or you may be thinking, well, I'm just helping make Kool-Aid. Like, what's the big deal about that? Well, those kids are going to be thirsty, and they're going to be expecting Kool-Aid, and we're not stressed knowing that snacks are prepared, et cetera, et cetera. When all of us come together and each of us does something, the workload is less and the work is greater. And then finally, like I led to earlier, it truly is fun, and there's nothing to me, that's more fun than just being with a group like y'all working on a project, specifically VBS. So a while back, an article came out from the International Network of Children's Ministry. Again, that's Christianity in the broad sense. And they shared that, yes, this is something that does still work. It may seem old-fashioned in the sense that this started, I don't know when, I guess maybe the 50s. I'm not sure. I didn't look that up. But here are four reasons that it's good. Number one, it reaches families. Yes, we have our own families here who get to participate in VBS. But what I have seen is we have a lot of visitors who come in. And they may not know my name, but they know I was Woody. And they'll know this year that I'm going to be Shaggy without all this hair. And that's who they're going to know us as. And they're going to know that we were good people who loved on them for 4 days. And that will stay with them. There are kids, when I was an intern way long ago at a different church for VBS, who summers later would see me like shopping in Walmart and be like, "You're one of those guys who, you know, was dressed as a pirate or whatever." And they would remember it. Kids love this, and families will come if we're putting the effort out to reach them. They will come to this. It's a growth mindset as well. Numbers don't mean everything, but if we don't do things to look to reach others, then we're missing the point of the gospel as well. And VBS is one of the easiest things to invite a family to come to. It builds relationships. You're going to have fun together. This is one of the few times at River Chase where you're together 4 days in a row. It's not just a Sunday and then a Wednesday. We're together the whole time. And I have, in my personal life, we call what we have the four-day rule. You smell after 3 days, fish and fowl and friends. But at VBS, I just love that we're all together for 4 days. And then finally, and this is what we're hoping today, is that it mobilizes volunteers. Because VBS is a simple thing to step into to see if you can be a helper. It's not asking you to teach for a whole quarter. It's not asking you to do something grand. It's truly ways that people who you think, well, my skill set doesn't work, I guarantee you, in a second, we'll have a list of ways we need help, and I guarantee you there's something that applies to you. So, as we've said earlier, Scooby-Doo, and the mystery of God's love is the VBS that we will be doing this year. Each night here in the auditorium, you're going to have Scooby-Doo and his gang with Fred, Daphne, Velma, Shaggy, trying to figure out a mystery. They're going to be headed out west to a camp in Arizona. Our theme verse is all about how wide and high and long and deep is God's love. And spoiler, there's something grand in Arizona that they're probably going to stumble upon to help them understand how wide and high and long and deep is that love going to be. And so each night we are going to look at four different stories about Jesus. Night one is all about loving others. That's going to be the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. Night two, love your enemies. That's going to be where Jesus is talking to his disciples, and we have the scriptures about love your enemies. Night three, love God. We're going to be talking about Jesus' baptism. And then night four, God loves you, is going to be the story of Jesus calling the children to him. So if you've been to our VBS, you know that here in the auditorium, we will have the characters of Scooby and the gang doing their skits. But then the kids will get to circle around the building to snacks and games, and to the Bible story area as well, where they will get to watch these stories acted out for them. So, how can you help? Well, I'm going to quickly go through each one of these, because when I say VBS takes a team, it truly takes a team. And Karen, Gina, and I just cannot do it on our own. So decoration prep and decoration setup, we need people who will start coming to the building towards the end, middle of May, on into May, who can cut out flowers, if you can paint a Scooby, if you can whatever, with the resource room, we'll have it all set up for you. We need lots of people on board because there's craft things that have to get cut out. I don't know how many people we're expecting, but last year we were super close to running out of our red bags, which is an awesome problem. So decorating is a big deal. This area is going to look like a Western camp / Grand Canyon feel. There's going to be areas of the building that just have the flowers and the peace signs and the psychedelic grooviness of Scooby-Doo. We're going to have an area with the Bible stories going on. There's a lot of decoration, but it makes for a really fun VBS. We need drama helpers. Those are people comfortable enough to get up and act out the story of what's going on each night. We need people to do pre-registration. That is when people, if they fill out a paper form here in the building, we need someone to help us get that into a database so we are not messing up on our numbers. We need t-shirt helpers. Everyone who registers, I'm looking at y'all to make sure I'm saying this right, is supposed to get a t-shirt. Kids first, but if you want the lime green shirt with the Scooby van on the back, you've got to register. because if you don't, you're not going to get one. But we need people to help us organize those, get those out. Kitchen helpers, we need several men or women in that kitchen because each night we do a fellowship meal together, and then there's also snacks going on. Game helpers, the kids are going to play some fun games in our family life center. We need people to monitor that. We need the cleanup committee who's going to get all the trash and stuff out of this building. On Wednesday night, we have ice cream social, so we're going to need people to help with the ice cream. One thing that's going on this year, we always like to do a service project. I'll talk more about this in a little bit, but the things the kids will bring in as a donation, we're going to need people to help us organize that and count up which class has the most. We need snack helpers to make sure the kids get their Scooby snacks. And then day of, we need people in the lobby doing registration as new people from outside our community come in to make sure we have everything we need to know about them. We need those people who will take our kids from class to class, from room to room. And then we need some, preferably some ladies who can help teach our twos and threes. And then finally, we need people to help with crafts. We cannot do it by ourselves. If I'm not a math person, my wife is, but if each one of those was four, that's like over 60. And it's going to take way beyond 60 to make that happen. And I don't like being up in front of people. Great. You think you could register some or organize some t-shirts? I don't think I'm super crafty. Did you learn how to use a pair of scissors? Because I bet you can cut out a flower shape. I will find something for you to do because we need the help to do it. Two things that are being added this year for the kids that are going to be fun is we're going to do a coloring contest of Scooby-Doo pictures where we will display them in the hallways. And so the kids can already be working on those as we get closer to VBS. And they'll get to see their artwork hanging up. And we'll have prizes where they can vote for who did the best job. But there's also going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids because nothing's better than Scooby-Doo than the actual mystery being solved. So each kid is going to get a little booklet, which will be like their name tag for the week. And we are going to be hiding some images. You can't see these right now, but it's Scooby, some flowers, some Scooby snacks, paw prints. Those are going to be hidden throughout the whole building. And I guess really anyone can play this, where the kids will have their booklet to go on a scavenger hunt as they walk around to try to find things that are hidden, like the paw prints. And if the kids who get the closest to finding everything are also going to get a little prize, just as an extra little fun thing for our kids to do. So that we're going to need people to hide the little images all over the building. There's something for you. Sunday night, we always do a potluck. And so the way I think about a potluck, if Lee and I are preparing it, is I need to bring enough that my family can eat and then a little bit more. Because six people, we eat quite a bit. We often have quite a good crowd here for the first night of VBS. And so we want to make sure that we treat them well with some good Southern hospitality, right? And we have whatever you bring. Make sure, and there'll be more information coming out, but that's something where we will need the whole church involved again. Just like we've been doing the fifth Sunday meals, this will be just like that in the Family Life Center. And as soon as that wraps up, we will come in here to kick off VBS on Sunday. And then Wednesday night, at the end of VBS, we will all go to the Family Life Center where the kids will get ice cream to kind of wrap up what's been going on with VBS. So we're going to need help there as well. But those are two things to go ahead and be thinking of. I didn't say this, but VBS is June 12th through 15th, if you want to go ahead and be thinking about that, putting it in your calendar. And then in years past with the VBS service projects, we have raised money to give to Por Los Niños. But this year, we are tweaking it where we are going to be collecting teacher supplies, and we are going to give them to first anyone who works here who is a teacher, whether it be preschool all the way up, say all the way up to college. There'll be something you could use. We're going to take care of our members' teachers first, and then we'll see if there's like some schools we can spread the love to as well. But we will be collecting four different items, one for each day. It'll be Expo markers, pencils, crayons, and copy paper. because we want to show our teachers in some of our schools that we do really appreciate the work they do to take care of our kids. It's been a hard journey getting them back into the format of going to school after COVID kind of threw that out the window. So that will be something, again, that we will be giving you more information about. As you know, on this night, make sure your kid is bringing in a pack of Expo markers or a pack of pencils or whatever, and the class who has the most will get some kind of prize with that too. So finally, registration will kick off tomorrow. If you go to our website, riverchasechurch.org, you will be able to, first, you can get on and sign up for what you would like to do to help with VBS. Every category is on there with a description of what we need. It'll be a first-come, first-served basis, basically, with that. But if you're saying, I want to be on the cleanup committee, then please go ahead and get on there, put your name in, and your T-shirt size. It'll tell you what all information we need, and that'll get the ball rolling. You will also, I believe, starting tomorrow, be able to start registering children as well. It's super, super important that we get a registration count early, because T-shirts don't just get printed the day of or the week before. That's every kid likes their T-shirt, and we want to make sure we have the right count before VBS happens. And we also don't just want a lot of extra, because we want to be mindful of our budget as well. So if you are willing to help, get on that website and sign up for something. Teens, this does not apply to y'all. There's a form you fill out or your parents sign saying that you'll be helping. This applies to all of our adults, though. So finally, like I said at the beginning, are you a consumer or are you a server? Consumer, again, is just going to sit back. Maybe they'll come to VBS, and that's great if they do. And it's, I understand there's reasons some people cannot help. I get that. I don't want you to hear me say you're wrong if you don't help. But if you have never helped with something like VBS, if you have never just thought, maybe I could do a little bit, now is the time for you to just see, what are my skills? How can my skills be used? Because when I, in Romans, I think it's 12, when it says you all have all these gifts, all these talents, he basically says, so use them. Don't just waste them. VBS, super, super fun, exciting thing that happens this summer. Our kids love it so much. You will want to be here. There will be a class for the adults. We cover every age. Everyone gets to experience the joy of VBS. You'll see all the kids in here singing, I got the joy, 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 and there's nothing more precious. Choose to be a server. Think about being a servant. And I promise you, it will be a blast. Tonight, if there's someone who maybe feels that they are needing prayers or love or something that we can do for them, we're always ready to welcome you, and we're here for you. This is not the normal, lesson that you normally get, but it's important. These things are important, and we're here for you always. So you can come as we stand and we sing.